There will be a major makeover this summer for bike and pedestrian paths along Albany's riverfront. In marking Earth Day, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan and other elected and government leaders joined with bicycle and pedestrian advocates Friday to announce major improvements to the bike and pedestrian infrastructure at the Corning Preserve on the Hudson River, newly rechristened the Corning Riverfront Park. Mayor Sheehan told a small crowd the project aims to make the park more accessible to residents.
We're building more crosswalks, and crosswalks that signal the three intersections at Quay Street, at Broadway, at the Broadway Connection, and Water Street. We're also traffic calming Quay Street, which runs adjacent to the Riverfront Park, to make it a complete street. We want to make sure that it is a street that serves the needs of all users. So it's going to be calmed down from two lanes to one lane, with better accommodations for cyclists, for pedestrians, and nearly 50 parallel parking spots are going to be added.
The project will make the Corning Riverfront Park more accessible from downtown, the Warehouse District, Arbor Hill, and the South End through improved road crossings. Also planned, widening and extending bicycle and walking paths on the waterfront. New trees and lighting will be added, as well as new benches, bike racks, and trash cans. There will also be kiosks to promote Albany events and activities.
People are really going to see a transformation down here and more to come. We're working on a study so that we can link with the wonderful rail trail that exists in the town of Bethlehem and provide more beautification and functionality of the tidal ponds that are down here.
Third Ward Common Council member Ron Bailey sees the improvements unifying the city.
You come down here during the weekends, and even on weekdays, this park is utilized for family, kids, you know, bicycles, pedestrians. So this is a big improvement for down here.
The construction is made possible by $4 million from the New York State DOT's Transportation Enhancements Program, a federal reimbursement initiative that provides support for projects with cultural, aesthetic, historic, and environmental significance, and a $1 million bond through the city. Assemblywoman Pat Fahey.
For every dollar you invest in bike and pedestrian lanes, my understanding is it generates $4 to $7 of economic development. So this is not just about good recreation. This is huge in terms of economic development into our riverfronts, into our downtown areas.
Planning was funded by the New York Department of State's Local Waterfront Revitalization Program. The project began this spring and is expected to be completed this calendar year. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.